3270 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's the fall season. It's official. We are now in the fall season, and that's my favorite time of the year. The changing of the leaves, and we talk about the nice green leaves. Well, those green leaves are beginning to change, and that should be a signal to you that it's the time to begin to change with the seasons. Start thinking about putting your perennial gardens to bed. Start thinking about fertilizing your shrubs and your trees to help them to have an easier winter and an easier fall season. So when spring arrives next year, you don't have a lot of dieback. You don't have a lot of problems. So in the weeks to come, fertilize your shrubs, fertilize your newly planted or young trees. You want to do not fertilize roses. Definitely do not fertilize your roses. But you can cut back all of your perennials. The lawn should be fed. And if you have any houseplants that you brought outside for the year, you may want to think about bringing those in now to get them acclimated. And if you've got things like poinsettias and cactus and all of your foliage, bring them inside before you turn on the heat. Less stress. Less foliage drop on your plants. So get them acclimated while you still have the windows open and before the heat turns on. Now, if we can help you, the number to call right now, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Pat on the line who's got a question about potted plants.
Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have roses in pots, and they're about 5 feet tall and 3 feet wide, and I was wondering how big the pot should be. Is there a rule of thumb that compares plant size to pot size?
Well, roses, the larger the pot, the better they're going to grow. If you have them in, like, a 10-inch pot, it restricts the amount of root growth and water. Roses, for example, they need to be productive, to give you a lot of color. 3 to 5 gallons of water per week, May, June, July, August. Okay? So if you've got a 10-inch or a 12-inch pot that rose is in, you're basically going to have to water that potted rose every single day. If you can move it to an 18 to 24-inch diameter pot, then you can get away with doing it once a week. The other thing is, during the winter, if it's in a great big pot, it's going to survive the winter a lot better than in a small container. Now, that rose bush being in a container really should spend the winter in an unheated garage, a barn, or a tool shed. If that container is allowed to stay outside, during the winter. The soil's going to freeze with the cold weather. The snow's going to melt. We're going to get some rain. The container will fill full of moisture and turn that soil into a block of ice. When you get a block of ice, it stretches the roots, and the roots begin to snap. Also, it takes all the oxygen out of the soil. The other thing is, if it's a pot that's ceramic or even plastic, with the expansion of the water turning to ice, the pot's going to break. So I have four roses in pots in front of my garage, and they're going to stay outside till they've lost all of their leaves. Once all the leaves are off the plant and I know it's gone dormant, I'm going to roll them into the garage, which is not heated, and they'll stay there until the spring. Around Christmas time, I'll check it, and if the soil is drying out, I'll add some water. Maybe again in February, I'll add some water. And by the middle of March, I'm going to roll them back outside. But you can't allow that container to fill with water because it's going to turn to a big block of ice and kill the plant. So any place that's not heated, if you've got a porch and you can get them underneath the porch, great. Just get them out of the weather so that your container doesn't break. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Gene on the line who's calling about phlox and lilacs.
Gene, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I've planted some volcano phlox, probably in the wrong place, but it's unusual in that a third of the clump is blooming, and the rest of it has gorgeous buds, but it is not blooming. And this is the second year that's happened, but last year I got no blooms. So my question is, what can I do to make it bloom, or should I just go ahead and transplant it because it's getting too much competition from the tree? And then my second question is, should I wait to the spring to transplant 5-year-old lilac?
Lilacs are very, very tough. They're very hardy, and lilacs could be transplanted now or the spring. Unlike a lot of plants, lilacs are very strong, and you can move them any time of the year. What I would do, as soon as you see that the leaves are beginning to go from the green and they're starting to change to yellow, dig them up and move them. As a matter of fact, we're getting a ton of rain right now. If you want to get out there when the storm is over, the roots will be full of water. You can move them at this time of the year without any problem. Plants that have a difficulty in moving in the fall are well-established broadleaf evergreens, things like azaleas. Azaleas don't like to be moved in the fall. Boxwood do not like to be dug. You can go to a nursery and you can buy them, but to take a plant that's on your property that's been in there 3, 4, 5 years or more, cut the roots and move it, they're too dense, they're too thick. And they catch the wind, they catch the sun, and you get a lot of dehydration. But a lilac loses all of its leaves. It's very strong, hard buds. The buds have a covering on them, just like a hat, and it protects them. And you shouldn't have any problem. Now, on your phlox, what I would do is phlox the plants that really like the sun. And this year, with all the cloudy weather, you have to realize that in the Northeast, out of a possible 100% sunshine during the day, June, July, and August, we had 32% of available sunshine. One-third of the sun is all we got. We had the wettest summer ever recorded. We had the second coldest, and my plants are like yours. My tall phlox didn't bloom until real late. I mean, they're gorgeous right now, but they should be almost done blooming right now. They don't have the number of flowers. So what I would do is, in the spring, when they come out of the ground about an inch, so that you know where they are, I would dig them up, relocate them to a sunny area, put some compost in at the time of planting to give them some nice rich soil for the roots to bite into, and they're going to be okay. It's just a combination of the weather and location. The tree's giving it shade. Also, the tree's giving it competition, but there are a lot of great plants for the shade, things like coral bells. And coral bells, if you go to your local nursery, garden center, coral bells, when I first started gardening, had green leaves with little pink flowers. Now, you get coral bells with red leaves, pink leaves, orange leaves, yellow leaves. And what's nice about these plants, if you live in an area where you don't get a lot of snow, when you look out the window from your house, January, February, March, and there's no snow on the ground, those leaves are still red, yellow, orange, pink. They stay evergreen, and it gives you a little bit of color with great foliage. So get it out and put a plant for the shade in that location, and that way you'll have a beautiful garden. Thank you, Gene. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Barry on the line. He's calling about a hydrangea.
Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Oh,
good
we're coming up on a break.
How are you doing?
Good. Barry, can you hold on a second? We're coming up on a break, and we'll be right with you.
That hard work you put in raking leaves all fall, why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulched leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. WinterGuard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of WinterGuard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts WinterGuard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOA.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Accounting Club. We're talking with Barry. I wasn't paying attention to the clock. I was having such a great time talking with you and telling you what we should be doing at this time of the year and trying to help you out. I wasn't paying attention with the clock, and Barry came on just as we were headed to a break. Barry, good morning. Sorry for about that.
That's all right, Paul. I have a problem. I transplanted an oak leaf hydrangea maybe a week and a half ago. To make room for a deck, and have watered it every single day. The leaves are all curled under and brown and gross. And I was thinking about going to fertilize it with Organica. Now, is that
okay?
The right thing to
now,
do.
Now, were you able to get a big root ball with it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What I'd like to have you do is this. Get a liquid plant food. Get either Neptune's Harvest or Miracle-Gro. Both of those fertilizers are water-soluble, which means when you mix it with water, the plant can eat it almost instantly. And you need to get that food in that plant right now. The rain that we're getting today is going to help a great deal also. The other thing that I would do is, when you go outside, remove a third of the leaves that look the worst. By removing some of the leaves, you're removing the surface area where the plant loses moisture. And many years ago, in the early days of nurseries, if they wanted to move a tree during the heat of summer, they would literally pick every single leaf off the tree, dig it, move it to the new location, and the tree would make all new leaves again. With the technology we have today and knowing to root prune and things like that, You don't see that happen anymore. But I remember when I was first in college, that's what they talked about. If you wanted to move a tree in the middle of summer, you pulled every leaf off of it. The leaves would reappear on the backup buds, and the plant was fine. So if and your hydrangea has got great big leaves, pull a third of those leaves off, the ones that look the worst. That means less moisture loss through the foliage, and your plants will recover a lot faster. And you don't need to use anything organic at this point. You want something that's going to give you results now. And you should be okay. So don't panic. Everything's going to be okay. Thank you, Barry. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Bruce on the line. He's got a question about his lawn.
Bruce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, good morning. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I started off with one question, but having listened to you here, and I now have three.
Okay.
I originally called because I'm thinking ahead to next spring. A year ago, I was able to get some pre-emergent crabgrass killer without fertilizer. And I underline the without because I only want to fertilize in the fall. This past spring, I could not find that anywhere, and I don't know if they still make it. If so, how to get it? That's question one.
Okay.
You want the other two, and then?
Yes.
Okay. We have an approximately 7-year-old, 8 to 10 foot high dogwood tree, which we want to dig up and move. The question is, can I do that now, and if not, when? That's number two. And number three, while listening, I just caught part of, I thought you said, it was deer friend, something non-toxic that will keep deer away. We have a wonderful small herd of deer that love our shrubs. So I would like to just reconfirm that I heard correctly if it's deer friend. So those are my three.
Okay. The first question on your pre-emergence, some of the companies that made just the straight pre-emergence crabgrass preventer, due to the cost of producing it last year, if you remember, the price of oil for your home was like $4 plus a gallon. It's back down to $2. And with the cost increases, they decided that they would only make it with the fertilizer. And you'd end up paying a lot less money because the fertilizer was the carrier of the product. So that worked really well. So you may find some, but most companies are no longer making it straight. I'll give you the answers after the break. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you with your garden. And we were talking with Bruce, and we got to give him a couple of answers. On the dogwood, I would wait until the spring for you to transplant that tree. Dogwood is a tree that's native to the south. And if you live in the New England states, we have a much harsher winter than it would in the south. I mean, they do really well. But to dig them from your property and relocate them, I would wait until the springtime, if at all possible. That way you don't lose the flowers. The plant's not going to die. But in the process of digging it and relocating, you have to cut the roots. You'll lose moisture, and you're going to also lose some of your flowers. So wait until March and relocate it at that time. To prevent the deer, two products. One of it is called Bobex R. Bobex R is a liquid that you can spray on the plants that the deer are eating. And you spray it 3 weeks in a row. And that will keep the deer off those plants permanently. And there's also a product made by ShakeAway. And ShakeAway has these little packets that you, with a twist tie, attach them to the shrubs. It produces a smell, and in the little packets are coyote and wolf urine, which is a predator. And that packet will last 60 to 90 days. So either one of these products will work very, very well. Well, we are in the season right now where people are putting in a lot of new shrubs and new trees. They're also beginning to plant bulbs, things like tulips and daffodils, crocuses and hyacinths. And one of the biggest things that will improve the life of the bulb into blooming year after year after year is water. And if you have a sandy soil, you need to improve the capability of the soil to retain moisture. I asked a good friend to join me today and to tell you about a product that their company makes. You've heard me talk about soil moist. Well, we're going to tell you how important adding soil moist to bulbs are at this time of the year. And joining us is Scott Weisler. He's from the JR Chemical Company, and they make soil moist, which is the same product that's in your baby's diapers. So it's a very, very safe product, but it'll tell you how much water it actually saves around your plants. Scott, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm terrific. How about yourself?
Very good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, people are going to be planting bulbs, tulips and crocuses and hyacinths and, you know, all of the your spring-blooming plants. How much soil moisture should we use per bulb?
Well, first and foremost, just a real quick background. This holds about 200 times its weight. These are little particle crystals, if you will, and they have to be mixed into the soil. So, again, holding 200 times its weight, it goes a long ways, and it's kind of misleading. People tend to think at times a little more is better, but you would use about a quarter of a teaspoon, even like a little pinch in each hole, and you mix it down right where the bulb is.
And you're very right, because the first time I used soil moist, I read the label. And like a lot of people, you only need a pinch per plant. Well, my soil is really dry. Well, I put a teaspoon in each hole when I planted my annuals. We had a good soaking rain. The ground erupted like a volcano, and all this gelatin product came out of it. And I now have learned my lesson. And a little bit goes a long way. So you're saying it expands 250 times?
Right. It holds, yes, anywhere from over 200 times. And, again, they swell up. They end up looking like little jello chunks, and they act like mini sponges that will absorb the water and then release it back to the areas as it dries up and the roots. And it also helps overwatering, too, Paul. I know things were a little wet this past spring, but you never know from year to year what you're going to get. And, again, these polymer crystals last several years. They'll last about 3 to 5 years. So it's going to absorb that excess water or what have you and then give it back as the area dries up.
And that's a real good thing. And for those of you that have a clay soil, if you work this into your soil when you're planting, not just bulbs but trees and shrubs, when it gets wet, it expands and it breaks apart the clay soils to actually improve the overall drainage of your plant, and it lasts 3, 4, or 5 years. So if you're planting tulips and daffodils and crocuses and your soils are sandy, they look great the first year because the plant comes in the bulb. If you can keep that soil moist so that the bulb can get all the moisture that it needs, it will continuously give you more and more flowers. So instead of the bulb lasting a year or two, you can get 3 or 4 years out of it. So it's important that you use something like this. Now, the soil moist, once it's in there, will it hold fertilizer? If you put Miracle-Gro or Neptune Savvis in the liquid around your plants and your bulbs, will the soil moist pick up the liquid fertilizer?
Yes, it will. It will absorb a good portion of that and then re-release. Again, it's picking up any water, water-based solution. So, yes, it will pick that up and then release it over a bit of time. And we even make a product that's called Soil Moist Plus, Paul, that has a fertilizer and a polymer together, so it'll feed and water. But, yeah, you can add your own or get ours that already has it. And just to let you know, if anyone has questions in that, our website is very good, Paul. It's soilmoist.com, and it's very technical. All of our application rates, things like that, are on there as well.
Now, I know one of the questions that I get very, very often is the blue hydrangea. They have such huge leaves on them that when we get into a dry spell, normally during July and August, during the heat of the day, the leaves of your hydrangeas kind of collapse because the plant just can't get enough water. When the sun goes down, the leaves return to their normal level. Tell our listeners how they can prevent this from happening.
Well, again, this is going to store that water and then release it over time. And as a rule of thumb, what this is going to do, the polymer is going to cut your watering in half. And every plant is different. Whether it's a flower or a turf or a tree, everything is different that you have to water. But as a rule of thumb, it'll cut it in half. So it does not eliminate it, but it's the next best thing.
Yeah. What I've done, and it works wonderful, is you just take a crowbar and make half a dozen holes around your plants that tend to wilt more than normal. And, you know, as Scott says, put a good pinch in each of the holes. Take the crowbar, push it as deep in the ground as you can, and that way the water is collected by the soil moisture. It swells. Your plant can get an awful lot of water. And if you live, for example, on Cape Cod, where you have a lot of sandy-type soils, this will help your perennials, your shrubbery, your bulbs, and in window boxes. It's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, at this time of the year, it's a great time to be planting trees and shrubs, perennials, and what have you. So this is the time, even though you may not be thinking of moisture, this is the time to add it because it's the easiest time to apply it is when you're initially planting. But as you mentioned, as a retrofit, I call it, for existing plants, yeah, just poke some holes and get it down wherever the root system is of the plant. That's where you have to work down the crystals.
Now, for window boxes that dry out real quick, you put the soil moist, you can use the same soil over and over again by just reconditioning it. The soil moist will last in the window box, in your whiskey barrel planters, 3 to 5 years, right?
That's correct. So you can keep using it. Now, when you're going to pull those annuals out, you're going to see some of these jello crystals adhered right to the roots. So you are going to pull a little out. So you may have to apply a little bit, but yes, undisturbed, it'll be several years. And then it biodegrades. I want to stress that it is environmentally friendly. It will biodegrade, and so it is good for the planet.
Now, you were talking about one of your products that has fertilizer, and I remember talking with you at the shows, and what you are doing now with some of the soil moisture, you're actually adding mycorrhiza. Tell our listeners what mycorrhiza will do in combination with the soil moisture.
Well, mycorrhiza is a natural product. It's been out maybe 20 to 30 years, but it's been the last few years. It's starting to catch on. And it's a natural product all plants have a requirement for. And what you get with this is a much stronger root system. So in combination with the water-storing gel and this mycorrhiza, you get a much, much stronger and healthier plant. It's kind of our premium mix. It does cost a little more, but it's well worth it to get a stronger root system. And that's what mycorrhiza is.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful ingredient from Mother Nature. And since I've been using mycorrhiza, I'm getting things happening in my garden that I just have never seen before. Now, people that have houseplants, you know, they normally either water them too much or they plants just dry out. Can you use the soil moist on houseplants?
Yes, absolutely. It's the same idea as your other plants in that for existing, you would just poke a few holes and again, get the crystals down wherever the roots are of this plant. But, yes, anything you have to water, indoor, outdoors, it is ideal for interior plants. So we do a lot with interior scapers, Paul. Like when they go into the malls, their big thing is just to water. So if they can cut that in half, that's saving them a lot of time and labor. And it's the same for your house. If you can just apply a little bit, and it's going to be undisturbed, so you're going to get a few years' life out of it as well.
So all they do is just take a pencil, make a hole into the container, and add a little bit of these crystals right into the soil itself.
That is correct, the crystals. And the other product we have, Paul, is what we call our spikes. The soil moist spikes are already in a little spike shape. It's about as wide as a pencil, and these you just push in, and then they swell up. So it's even an easier way to apply it than the crystals.
And that way you don't have to worry about over-applying it and having the plant come right out of the pot.
That's correct, because all you do, let's say in a 10-inch pot, you would put in four of these spikes and just push them in, and it's very, very easy to apply for existing plants.
And for people that tend to underwater, this is great because it cuts your watering by 50%, right?
That's correct, and over a period of time, yes.
Wow. Now, tell us about the website a little bit.
Well, again, it's our trade name. It's soilmoist.com. And all of our products are on there, the ones that we've talked about, the mycorrhizae, and we even have other products. But it's very technical. All of our application rates are on there. And again, as we talked about earlier, more is not better. Look at how much to apply. And, of course, all of our packaging has that as well. But you can get into many other things. We talked about sod and trees and shrubs. Even for your vegetables, you can use it for that. So our website does have a lot of good information.
Terrific. Scott, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we want to encourage all of you, if you're planting bulbs, put a little bit of soil moist along with that bulb fertilizer, and you'll have bulbs that will last a lot longer. And check out the website, www.soilmoist.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Boni Products has the answer. Boni Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Boni.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live this morning from Cataldo Nursery in Littleton. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. And we have a special treat for you. I know a lot of you during the fall and winter have deer. When you come to Cataldo's to say hello and to bring your questions, if you say, Paul, I've got deer, I will give you a free bottle of Bob-X deer repellent. No charge. It's a $20 retail value. Or I have some shake-away packets if you have an arborvitae hedge or you have a section where the deer come. Just come in the store. You'll see me as you walk in and say, Paul, I've got deer, and we will give you some free deer repellent to use on your garden this fall and winter season. So come on down, say hello, bring us your questions, and enjoy the beautiful garden center. The decorations are beautiful. A lot of fresh produce, apples, apple cider, beautiful tomatoes. Oh, are they gorgeous. Fresh picked corn was picked this morning. They just delivered it a little while ago. Nice small kernels and white. Oh, it's gorgeous. So come on down and say hello. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Joyce on the line who's got a question about pruning perennials.
Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
A green gardener, meaning I'm fairly new. And my question to you with respect to cutting back perennials is how far back do you cut them? I have three items, some phlox that are still flowering. I have a butterfly bush that's 2 years old, and I'm going to transplant that in the spring. And mm-hmm. I also have some Rosa Rugosa Alba, and I was wondering if there's any particularly good time to trim those back, or can you hack at them any time during the year?
Okay.
And how, I mean, do I cut the flocks down like an inch above the ground, or just lop off the tops?
On the tall flocks, right now they're in bloom. You might as well enjoy them as long as you can. Mm-hmm. And what I've done with some of my perennials, we had a frost on Friday night, Saturday morning. We went down to 28 degrees in Kennebunk where I live. So that night I cut Gloriosa daisies and all kinds of flowers that were in bloom, brought them in, put them in a big vase of water. I get up in the morning, the gardens are, they're not totally dead, but they're darn close to dead. But tall flocks, cut them down to about 2 inches when the leaves get hit with the frost. And that's where about 99% of your perennials get cut right down to the ground when they get hit with the frost and they turn yellow. Butterfly bush, don't touch it. Just leave it alone until you move it in the spring. The reason is, if you prune it in the fall and the plant's going dormant, all the energy is that's being made by the plant is not staying in the leaves, is being sent to the root system for storage to help it get through the winter and to wake it up in the spring. When you prune a butterfly bush at this time of the year, it's unable to make a callus where you made the cut. And when the wind blows during the winter, those branches, because they're not sealed, dry out. So just leave it alone. Don't touch it. In the spring when you move it, then you can cut it back. And that way, it won't be any loss at all with your plants. And doing it that way, there won't be any problem. Now, Rugosa roses, if you don't prune them, will get up to be about 4 feet tall. So you determine what height you want them to be at, 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet. And the time to prune the Rosa Rugosas are in the spring. And what I always do is if I say April 15th, most people are going to forget. When the Red Sox play baseball for real, when the baseball season starts, not when they're in Florida, but when they come to your local town and they're playing baseball for real, that's when you prune all of your roses, including the Rugosa rose. And by pruning a Rugosa rose in the spring, it will help it to send out runners, to spread, and to give you more blossoms in the long run. So don't be scared. I'm doing this for your own good, and let's get some pruning done at that time of the year. If we can help you, 800-259-9231, or better still, come and see us at Cataldo's in Littleton.